And tell us about yourself now. Why attorney?
Well, I thought about being an artist, Rob, but I thought that probably the advocacy role was a better one for me.
Uh-huh.
So I've pursued that for a pretty long time. I've been at it for 32 years, 30 of them in New Jersey, all of that time in Central Jersey. And, you know, I've gravitated towards, I guess I call it people law. The two biggest areas that we get called on have to do with families and transitions in families. Not all of it divorce. It could be adoption issues or two people who were never married and have property issues or perhaps children together, but certainly lots of married people, even same gender people. You know, that's something that over the past, say, half a dozen years has become a bigger piece of the legal picture in this mm-hmm. state and mm-hmm. in other states. And the employment piece, I have to say, has occurred for me much more recently because it's a very specialized field. And my older sister is a lawyer in New York and started doing employment law many years ago and always said to me, you know, you should try it. You'd really enjoy it. It's great work. You know, that involves issues about wrongful discharge of people, disciplinary cases, unions, federal employees, state and local government workers, federal court, state court, and union hearings sometimes. And, you know, I stayed away from it until I realized there's just so much of a demand, especially in this economy. You know, people have a thought about work that is not true, at least in our state, which is there is no right to have a job.
Right.
So therefore, it's really, and I explain to people, that's actually a good thing, because if it were different, and I'm not talking about here, a union, you do have a right to your job unless and until certain things happen. But even there, the economy can knock that down.
Right.
But I'm saying in some cultures, the idea of having the right to, you know, your job or your whatever it might be is fairly much ingrained. You know, I think in France, that's pretty much the case. And for many years in Japan, you know, you took a job, you kept to it for your entire working career.
Right.
This jurisdiction isn't like that. And most in the United States are not like that. And what we say is when you're ready to leave your work, the employer cannot stop you. But if the employer is ready for you to leave work, unless their reason for doing it is illegal, like discrimination about age or sex or color, you know, short of that forbidden area, if the employer says, you know, you're not working out here, Vinny, I don't like the way you were manipulating those buttons today, you know, some weird noise in the background, whatever it might be, that's it. We are an at-will jurisdiction in that way. So that those types of things I tell people all the time.